This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Friday, March 29th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Headline, Facebook charged with racial discrimination in targeted housing ads. From Reuters, a U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, charged Facebook, Inc., with violating the Fair Housing Act, alleging the company targeted advertising discriminated on the basis of race and color. HUD said Facebook also restricted who could see housing-related ads based on national origin, religion, familial status, sex, and disability. Facebook said it was surprised by the decision, has been working with HUD to address its concerns, and has taken significant steps to prevent ads discrimination across all of its platforms. The social media giant said last week it would create a new advertising portal for ads linked to housing and employment that would limit targeting options for advertisers, saying Facebook is discriminating against people based upon who they are and where they live. Ben Carson added, using a computer to limit a person's housing choices can be just as discriminatory as slamming the door in someone's face. Now, the Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing and related services, which includes online advertisements based on race, color, national origin, religion, sex, disability, or familial status. So Facebook, again, in trouble with the federal government. Zuckerberg's been in front of Congress before. Will he be back again? Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. So Facebook, we can't live without it. Or can we? Some people have completely tapped out of Facebook. For a lot of us, Facebook has become really just part of who we are. It's how we communicate with people. It's how I communicate with friends. I use Facebook Messenger as much or more than texting or any other way to keep in contact with people. It's how I know what's going on with distant family members and friends and things like that. We don't write letters like we used to. And when we, back in the good old days, when we wrote letters to each other, we didn't know what was going on with people. We'd see them once in a while. There'd be this little cursory talk about what's going on, just a little thumbnail, and that's all you know. Now I know more about the lives of people that I never see than people that I was close to before because of what they share on social media. So Facebook is it's not as simple as, oh, well, no more Facebook, because it's become so ingrained in what we do. But Facebook has been taking advantage of a lot of things. They got into hot water over their role in the influencing of the 2016 election. They've come under fire for being used by hate groups and white nationalists. And while they are working to limit that, now that their feet are being held to the fire, the idea that they were just, and maybe this was all innocent, maybe they were innocently doing this because they want advertisers to be able to target the customers that they want to reach. And if I have a housing company and I go, you know, I want to have this and this and this, and I don't want to have this, this, and this, then I can go ahead and do that. But does that run afoul of the law? Maybe it does. Now, Facebook facing more fines, and yes, they're working to change things, but too little too late. Now, here's the real takeaway, and here's the real hot take. For anybody who's like, the government doesn't do any good, regulation is bad, and they need to stay out of our business, this is exactly why there is federal government oversight in a variety of things, and should be. Because discriminating against people based on those parameters is not only wrong, it's absolutely illegal. The other thing the federal government needs to be doing is protecting our air, our water, from contamination, from pollution, from companies who are looking at a spreadsheet and the bottom line and not necessarily what is good for the community and the things going on around them. That's the role of government, to protect the citizens from military threats from foreign countries and to handle society's issues in this way so that companies don't come through and destroy areas. That's why regulation exists, because companies did destroy areas. Think of all the areas where the soil was contaminated. And I guarantee there's one in your town, if not multiple ones, where they've had to come in and do these huge removals of soil because it's all contaminated, because there used to be a factory or a plant in that area. And all they would do is dump their waste into the ground, either because they didn't know any better or it was just cheaper. And that's usually the case. It was just cheaper. Oh, it's going to be really expensive for us to take care of this. That's bad for our bottom line. We don't really care about the populace in general because all we care about is the bottom line. Because that's what business is. It's about making money and about a bottom line. And the bigger the company gets, the more that happens to be the case. So without any oversight, which is what a lot of people are talking about, companies will do exactly what they want, and we're all in danger of being royally screwed. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap. Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say. To all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted, the window's locked, I'm weaving through the glass. Somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all two and two is four and four is eight. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass?